The Beaver Radio Network. I'm Brian Schultz, BSU men's hockey team 2-1 winner in overtime Friday night, joined by Phil Marinaccio, the game winning goal. Congratulations.
Thanks.
As the 3-on-1 was going up the ice, you guys had had so many chances at rebounds throughout the course of the game and could never get a stick on for a second effort. What was going through your mind as you were following Kyle up the ice?
Well, as soon as I made the pass to him, there was a guy beside me, and I just tried to put my head down and kind of beat him. So if there was a rebound, that I was in front of him. And lucky enough, I won the foot race, and the puck came to me, and I put it in.
Team didn't play great. Quite honestly, who cares? You won the game, right?
Yeah, like sometimes you're going to play great games, and you're going to have a loss as a result, and sometimes you don't play your best game and you still win. So we're just fortunate enough to get 3 points and come back tomorrow and try and sweep.
As many struggles as you guys have had in this building the last couple of years, how important is 5-0?
It's huge. Just to get up in the league and try and separate ourselves, just so that if we're not playing our best hockey and we do give up a game or two, we're still in contention for one of the top seeds. So that's our goal.
Guys are on the power play almost half the game tonight. How can you guys get a few more chances and hopefully a few more goals tomorrow night?
Just more puck movement, more shots on net, more guys crashing the net. That's where the goals tonight seem to come. So tomorrow we got to make sure we're definitely around the net.
They didn't make things very easy on you. They were in passing lanes all night. How can you figure out a way around point A to point B without going straight at them?
Yeah, they play well defensively. They don't give you much, so you just got to try and, if it's a one-on-one battle, just try and win that battle and separate yourself to create an opening lane for a guy.
Best of luck.
Thank you.